It's always scary for me to stand. I don't reckon I've stood a time that I ain't been scared to death, Danny, to preach the word. And I think it's the way it ought to be. It's something to be entered into lightly. It's a fearful place where we stand today, and it ought to be a fearful place where you sit today, because we've got something to do with what God has to tell us today. And I pray we've all come. The Bible used to, they called it a solemn assembly. People gathered together, and it was to hear the instruction in that day, and it's still a solemn assembly, and it should be that we're gathering together today to hear the instruction of God and what He's got for our lives. But we've got some things that's on our heart, and I believe, thank you, Jeff. I believe we'll start reading about the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, and there again, I know I say it all the time, very familiar. But I'm going to read maybe just a few verses over here in this, and then we'll be turning over to the book of Esther and maybe reading some more. But Lord's been dealing with our heart on these scriptures here, and I just want to get out of the way this morning and let the Lord do the work. But we'll start reading right here in the first verse of the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. It says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." And I'll stop right there, I believe. And if you want to turn with us over to the book of Esther. And we maybe be a reading there in about the fourth chapter of the book of Esther. But I want us to think about some things there, what we just read and read to you there about different seasons and different times for different purposes and different things. And that word time is just something that states a duration of a certain period for things to happen and things to go on. And I thought this week how that each one of us, no doubt in here, I'll say this, just like yesterday when Shandy was talking, her dad used to have a saying. He'd say, "If you're going to get old, you better get tough." And he was at a place in his life in his elder years. And he was going through that season of his life while we were in our younger years. And we were able to see instruction through his life for the period of time that he was living. And each one, I said that to say this, that's sitting in here this morning, is probably at a different point, a different period in our life than somebody else. We're at a different time and a different season. Different circumstances, different things we face, different things we go through. And that's easy to see a lot of times. You can see where somebody's maybe in a different season of life than you are. This morning, though, I want us to think about the spiritual seasons of our life and the times that we may be in our particular life this morning. Each one of us, no doubt, in here is at a different time in our spiritual life with the Lord. Maybe we're going through a different circumstance than somebody else is. But there's one thing about all these different times in our life as a body, as a church. God works all those seasons in together. And He said over there in that scripture that we just read to you there, He made everything beautiful in its time, if I quote it right. Yeah, He has made everything beautiful in His time. And sometimes the seasons we go through is to work up to a point to where everything can be made beautiful in its own time, in its own season. You read, there's a time to tear down, there's a time to build. There's a time to kill, there's a time to live. There's different times, and sometimes we look at those particular seasons and we can't get past the time to tear down, as I guess is what I'm trying to get to. Sometimes all you see is the tearing down. But we've got to see through to the time to build. That everything is beautiful in its time. But there is a time for everything. And we don't need to get to the place to where maybe God's doing a little tearing down in our life and stop there. But realize there's going to be a time to build. And after that time of building, that's when He can make everything beautiful. When that and those hard times, it's coming around to a good time. A time to laugh and a time to mourn. Everything is beautiful in its own time. And I want to read over here. I've thought of Esther all week. And I know it ain't been long ago we preached over on maybe about Vashti a little bit. The king's wife, King Ahasuerus' wife. But we're up to a point here where that Esther came before the king. And I think I want to read right here, if you'll bear with me, in about the fourth chapter of the book of Esther. And just bear with me. You may read quite a bit, but you'll pray this morning. And it said, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king commanded and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai under the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasurers for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave them a copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, and he may live, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night nor day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. And I'll stop right there for just a minute. If y'all pray for just a little bit. I thought so much on this scripture this week. And we see how that at this time, and if you're not familiar, there was King Ahasuerus had a wife named Vashti. And I'm just going to go through a few things here that wouldn't come unto him when he called. And he put this lady away, and he called for the young virgins of the area there to be sent unto him. And they were prepared to go before the king from this area. And Esther was one of these young women, one of these young virgins that was brought before King Ahasuerus. And she was taken in unto his chamberlains and his people to be taken care of. And she was adorned in spices and different things of this nature. And I want you to understand, she had a man by the name of Mordecai that took care of her. Even he was not her natural father, but he was a father that took her in to raise after her mother and father had died. They were brought into this country under captivity. And Mordecai, he took Esther under his own, and he raised her and brought her up. And I'm going to take my time. I thought about Esther's life, and you look at it, and you could see where she had had, no doubt, a hard life. She had problems in her life. She'd lost both of her parents, but she had one that loved her enough to take her under his wing and to care for her and to watch over her. And when he heard that the king was looking for these young ladies to come in and maybe to be the queen in Vashti's stead after she had been disobedient, he brought and presented Esther unto them in that day. And she was brought in. They anointed them with spices.
spices, and they took care of them. And it came her time to go before the king. The first time she had ever come before. And I want to read this because I don't want to say it wrong. If I find it here, give me just a second. Over in the second chapter, it says, now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Habael, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in before unto the king. It came her time to go in before him there. And it said, and she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. And like I say, I'm going to take my time this morning and just bear with me. Esther, at that time, they could make a choice of anything they wanted to put on or anything to go before the king. For him to see and want to accept them, and for him to want them as their bride. Each one of them had an opportunity, Bobby, to put on whatever they wanted to take whatever they had from the king's house to go in and be presented. And Esther chose just to listen to the king's chamberlain and to take whatever he appointed unto her. She didn't try to do nothing, no extra. She knew that man that was up the house of the king knew what the king liked. And she was willing to take whatever he appointed unto her to go in before the king. I'm going to stop there for just a minute because I'm talking about different ones of us in here that's at different seasons and different times of our life this morning. There's some that ain't never went in before the king yet. There's some that ain't never stood before the king yet. And just like this man had been doing to Haggai, he'd been preparing these young women to go before the king. He'd been showing them the things that the king liked to smell like. He'd been anointing them with these and then telling them, you need to wear this and you need to do that. And this chamberlain knew what the king liked. There's some sitting in this church today that's at a point in a time and a season in your life where you're getting bid to come before the king. God is drawing. God is calling you unto the king. And I don't know what you need to wear. I don't know what you need. But they're the chamberlain. They're the spirit of God that knows what he likes. I thought as I thought through these things, I saw Mordecai. And I saw Mordecai. I saw him being the Word of God in this scripture. If you read about Mordecai, he does nothing but care about Esther. He tried to lead her. He tried to guide her. And he sent word her way in what she needed to do in her life. And when that word, when Mordecai got her in the presence to where she could go before the king, there was a chamberlain there. When the word of God gets you, the word of God's dealing with you, there's a spirit that's going to guide you the rest of the way. And that Haggai, he knows the king. I'm telling you, this spirit knows the king. How do you know that? He's part of him. He's part of his house. He knows what God wants to see on your life. And don't you try to put nothing else on. Don't you try nothing else in your life. You just take what the Spirit gives you. And Esther decided, I don't want nothing but what this chamberlain says I need. I'll read that again. Since she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. You want to obtain favor And everybody looks on, and especially the king. Esther went in before the king, and he noticed her. He saw her beauty, Lee.
He saw how beautiful she was. And you can go on through this, and you can read on through the rest of this,
and you'll find where did it come time that Ahasuerus wanted to make Esther his queen. She went through 12 months of preparation where they was cleansing her, where she could be with the king. And he placed his crown upon her, and he gave her everything she needed to wear.
I think after,
I know people's got times and they put on what they call the age of accountability and things of that nature. I believe some people reaches it at 8, 9 years old. I believe some people reaches it at 20. I really do. I think there's a preparation that goes on in our life where the Word, just like Mordecai did, he raised Esther up to a certain point. And then that Word led her down to the king's house. Mordecai led her down to the king's house. He put her in the hands of the chamberlain. I think that's what goes on in our life, David. It may happen to some people earlier. It may happen to some later. But you get carried down and placed into the hands of the chamberlain. I think that spirit goes to working on the mic. I think that spirit goes to dealing. It goes to saying the Lord likes this and the Lord don't like that. And you know what started happening in Esther's life? She started trying to do everything she could to please the king. She wanted to wear what he wanted her to wear. She wanted to smell like he wanted her to smell. She wanted to walk like he wanted her to walk. She wanted to do everything to please the king. And it came her day to walk before him. And when he chose her, she wanted nothing no more than to please him for the rest of her life.
I know I'm going through some of this fast, but I'm getting around where God's leading me.
It's all so good. This year it's been preached for years, and it'll still be being preached if time carries after I'm dead. And it'll preach just as long, just as sweet as it does right now. It came on down to Mordecai. He'd sit down there in the gates. And this king had a man named Haman that was appointed there under watch over his provinces. And Haman was an evil man. He was a wicked man. And every time he'd come by Mordecai, Mordecai would not bow. Mordecai would not reverence Haman because he knew the wickedness of the man and he knew his heart. I'm going to tell you what, the Word of God won't bend to your old flesh. The Word of God won't bow to your old flesh. It won't bow to this world. It'll stand in the presence of this world. It will not bow. Hey, old Mordecai was not going to bow because Haman said he had to.
And the church ain't going to bow because the world says we have to.
Oh, Haman came through and that made him mad. Oh, it made him mad. It reared up in him. And next thing you know, he go to seek him. Now he could get rid of Mordecai. Mordecai had already found favor in the king's eyes. How's that, preacher? Because he'd exposed some things already. And the Word of God will expose some things.
See, there's two down there who's wanting to rise up against the king.
They're wanting to kill him. Mordecai got word back to the king about what was going on.
Them two men got hanged.
The Word of God will come by and it'll expose sin every time. It'll expose it. And the king will get rid of it. All of this came around to a day when this old wicked Haman, Mike, he talked the the king had to put the decree out. He wanted to do away with the Jews. He wanted to do away with his people. And Mordecai and the people were sorrowful for what was getting ready to come their way. Little Esther, she had been the queen for a little while now.
There's some of us that's been in the Father's house for a little while now.
Hey, some of us have been in this way for a little while. But Mordecai, he sent word to Esther. There's a great thing getting ready to befall our people. And you're going to have to go in before the king. The word had instructed her. The word had guided her up to that point. Church, the word has instructed us. The word has guided us up to this point and this season in our lives. She sent word back to Mordecai, I can't go in there. She says, anybody that goes before the king without a request being made, without him calling for them, except he extends that golden scepter unto them, they will die. That scepter was something that that king held
that showed his authority. And it brought fear on people knowing the authority that that king had over their lives.
Mordecai said, except you go plead our case, our people are going to perish, we're going to die. Don't you think you'll escape it? Church, it's been mentioned there this morning about praying for our lost people. You know, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I told you this morning, it's fearful for me to stand to preach the Word of God. It's a fearful place. Each time, Irene, that I come through them doors and I make my way to this pulpit, I'm doing no more than the Lester did. I'm trying to go before the king and I'm praying he extends the scepter and he accepts my willingness to come before him. And I promise you, you come in the right spirit. See, before Esther went in, I met you. See, she had learned a few things. She learned a few things by hanging around and being with the king's chamberlain. She knew what she needed to wear to go in before him. And Bobby, if you read before Esther went before him, she put on a royal apparel. In other words, she clothed herself with that the king had provided her with. He gave her the clothes to wear. He supplied her with what she needed. Church, I promise you this morning, if we're going to come in here before the king, we better have the royal apparel on. We better have listened to the chamberlain. We better have listened to the Spirit of God. And we better know what we have when we go before him. We better have our lives right with him. We better have prayed up. We better be anointed with the whole armor of God this morning. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Have on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith. And above all, this sword. Esther knew what to wear to go in before the king. The church knows what we need before we can go in. What was she going in for at this time? There was one time she went in for herself. And I believe there's some here this morning that's getting ready to enter in for herself before the king. But at this time, it was a different season in Esther's life. It was a different point.
It was a time for Esther to go on up with behind. I love this scripture and it's what stood out in my mind this week. That 14th verse of the 4th chapter, he says,
For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews and from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Little old Esther
had come around to a place in her life. Maybe she didn't understand what all had brought her to that point yet. We may be sitting in the house of God today and not understand why we are where we are at today. I told you she'd had a life of some sorrowful things. Something had brought her up to this place. And it took some hardships to get Esther to where she was at. But she had come to this. And he said to her in that, he said,
I'm going to say it, but don't quote it wrong. He says, who knoweth whether thou art come to this kingdom for such a time as this?
The Lord knows. When Esther was placed in the place she was, that it was for such a time as this. Church, the Lord has brought every one of us around to such a time as this. Why? It's time to go in on behalf of others. We live in a sorrowful day. We live in a wicked day. We live in a time when people's a perishing all around us.
There's a decree went out from an old wicked Haman. And he's trying to destroy God's people. He's trying to destroy salvation in this world. He's trying to get rid of the Word of God just like old Haman was. Hey, he had done went. He was building him some gallows. He was going to hang Mordecai. Don't you think today that this world ain't trying to get rid of this book right here? Don't you think that it don't want rid of it?
That old wicked Haman, he thought he was doing well, didn't he? He sure did. Oh, he's excited. He bragged to his family how good he was doing. Looky here. I'm in favor with the king. This world today thinks they're in favor with God. They really do. They think they've got the approval of God on their life. You know what's going to show them up? The church of the living God. The true church. Mm-hmm. Esther, if you'll have it. The true church of God. Them that's went in before the king. Them that's got the approval. Them that's had the scepter extended unto them. That's what's going to get rid of Haman. That's what's going to get rid of the wickedness in this world. And I hope you're following me this morning. Esther come to this poor colony. And Mordecai had let her know, it's up to you, Esther. The Word of God's let us know, Melba. It's up to us, church. It's up to us to carry our petitions and our requests before the king. Little old Esther, she said, you just fast and pray where you were at. She said, me and my mates are going to fast and pray. We've been talking about prayer this morning. We've been talking about how prayer works. We've heard examples of what prayer can do. Hey, all it takes. Little old Esther had to overcome her fear. Little Esther had to realize, hey, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to step out. I'm going before the king this morning. Matthew, every time we stand, it's if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to stand in faith. Church, every time you stand before the Lord, it's if you perish, you just have to perish. Three Hebrew children said, I don't care what you say, I'm going to stand for my God. Hey, if I die here, God's still God. Little Esther, she went in before the king. In a fearful manner, she stood down there. And when he called her up, he extended that scepter her way.
I promise you, church, when you come in,
in the lovely royal power this morning. I grant you this much. That king hadn't seen her in over 30 days. She said, he ain't talked for me in over 30 days. Hey, I believe maybe that king was a setting back. He said, I just want Esther to come to me without me calling her, without me having to extend anything forward. I just want her to come because she loves me.
Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning?
The Lord wants His bride just to come into Him every now and then, just because you want to come to Him. Just because you want to come in.
When He looked over and saw His beautiful queen,
He extended that scepter out. Come here, Esther. And He says, give me your petition, your request, unto the height of the kingdom, whatever you want, Esther. I promise you. When this little lady right here leaves me for a while to go somewhere to work or to do something, I'm so excited when she gets home. I'm willing to whatever she wants. I'm willing. Hey, I promise you, God wants you to come to Him this morning, and He'll give you whatever your petition is.
He'll grant unto you under the height of the kingdom.
I thought about the greatness of that. He was willing to give her whatever she wanted because He loved her that much. God said, give His Son for the church.
He gave us everything we wanted, everything we needed.
We just have to bring our petition before Him this morning and our request.
The power of prayer.
I know I've mentioned it a lot of times, but it's the first burden God ever laid on my heart was for my lady and my papa. It's the first time after I had made my walk into the king's chamber, after I had made my walk in there, after the Spirit drawn me unto God, and after He accepted me as His bride, it was my first time ever having to walk before Him again in fear and wonder if He was going to extend the scepter.
But I can still remember a night
up in Robinson Cove when I was laying in a bed full of fear that night, full of torment, worry about my grandparents going to die and go to hell. Hey, and the Word of God kept drawing me. You need to go in before the king on their behalf. And I still remember the fear there was crawling out of that bed and calling on everybody else in that little trailer, will you attempt to pray? Just like little Esther did. Mordecai, you pray where you were at. We'll pray where we're at. You just pray for me.
I remember getting down beside that bed that night, and I remember calling out Juanita and Charlie Raines' name.
And I remember that same sweet peace I felt in that room in there when we was praying for my wife in the hospital that time. That same peace you felt in the hospital, Melvin. That same peace to come through when God heard the cry. Hey, that was nothing no more sense than the scepter getting extended under the bride.
I felt that same sweet peace that night beside that bed.
And I was flipping through some old papers in my Bible this morning, and I come across the date back in 2014.
Charlie Raines walked an altar and got saved.
I can go back in my mind and can't remember the exact date when Juanita Raines found over a chair arm up there on the
over an Emma, and she gave her heart and life to Jesus.
Hey, Mike, if I ain't giving myself credit, by no means. Hey, but if I had to went before the king and the scepter not extended, what might have happened in that life?
It wasn't me,
but it was the king that done the living. But I'm going to tell you something. The king wants his bride to come in. The king wants to see Esther come before him.
inspired her petitions. And I promise you, you come with the royal apparel on, he'll extend the scepter. She went before him. She may not have known all them years ago, but her parents died. And when she got raised by a man named Mordecai, that it was leading her up to such a day and a time as this in her life. That night, Connie Freeman, that she gave your heart and life to the Lord, may not have realized in the kingdom that she's brought into for such a time as this. Early, we didn't know in such a time as this may come our way one day. That we was in a land that didn't want to hear the gospel. We was in a land where the church was getting persecuted. We was in a land where they wanted to do away with the Word of God. We've been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. A lot of people say, I wish I was born 100 years ago. I wish I was born 300 years ago. I wish I was born. I'm going to tell you what. You're born for this day and time that we live in today. We've got to be askers. And we've got to be willing to carry our petitions before the King. And our lost people, when they see that example, they'll be willing to listen to the King's chamber. And when he's trying to get them in before the King, they'll know what to wear. As this goes on, I'm about done. As this goes on, I think I am. As this goes on, you can see where the king's petition was heard. The queen's petition was heard before the king. And she says, I want to prepare a banquet. And she says, I want you and Haman to come to it. And old Haman, he thought, boy, the queen said, call me into a feast. He went home bragging to his family. I want to tell you something. You understand this and understand it well, what I'm getting ready to say. There's a lot today. The old devil thinks he's getting brought into the church and he's loving it. The old devil thinks that he's come right in and he's going to get to have a feast right at the church. A lot of times people will walk in so full of sin, so full of nastiness in their life, and they think, I'm going to get to sit down with the queen this morning and I'm going to get to feast with her. So Haman thought. Haman and the king come before her and she says, I want to prepare a great banquet. And when Haman left there, he saw Mordecai again and he said, I can't even be happy. He said, because of this man Mordecai. And everybody around him said, You build you a gallows out here and says, we'll hang that old wicked Haman. Or hang that old Mordecai. Haman, that may get built a little better. I tell you, the world today thinks they're getting rid of the church. They think they're getting rid of the Word of God. Yeah. Oh, they've got something built to get rid of him. Oh, Haman did. And I'm going to tell you something. That night, old King couldn't sleep. He kept remembering Mordecai. He kept remembering how the Mordecai, he called for the reading of the books. And when they got to reading it before him, he remembered what a good deed Mordecai had done for him. And exposing them men that was trying to overtake him. I'm going to tell you what God's going to honor, his word. He's going to honor his word and nothing else. And old Haman ended up, he had to walk through and leave that word to be exalted above himself. You read the Word of God. He had to see Mordecai exalted above himself. Oh, he's a man. And then he come into the banquet of the queen before Esther and the king. And Esther exposed him for what he was. And when he got exposed, the king was wroth with him. I'm going to tell you what this world today, God is wroth with it. And the very gallows that Haman had prepared to destroy Mordecai,
he was hung upon the very same gallows. And Mordecai was set in his place to rule over the provinces in that day. I promise you today that them was getting brought down. They may think they're overcoming the church, but I promise you, Queen Esther, she's the one that finds favor in the king's eye.
Church, we want our people saved, we're going to have to find favor in the sight of God.
We're going to have to be willing to go in before Him, even in fear. And I promise you the end result is going to be deliverance for His people. And that day God delivered the Jews. Haman's whole family ended up dying. And God's people was delivered.
You want to know why we're here?
There's a season and there's a time for everybody. We wasn't born 100 years ago. We was born in the day and hour we live in. And we was born for such a time as this. You know what we got to do, church? We got to stand. You want your people saved? You stand before the King in your royal power. Don't let this world make you afraid to go in before Him. Don't let fear hold you back. You got a testimony to give. You got a song to sing. You got a hand that needs raised, raise it. You got a message to preach, preach it. And I tell you this, if you're in here and you've never been married to this kid, when it comes time to come in before Him, you just let the chamber and let it you.
You let the Spirit of God
do the drawing. You let the Spirit of God give you what you need for the hour. I didn't know what to say when I got saved. But it came to my heart. The chamberlain started preparing me. I didn't know how to be saved. I didn't know what to do. But that night, I just laid my head over on my pillow.
Man of God brought the word to me.
Mordecai got me before where I could be brought before the king. And the chamberlain started leading me to see him.
And all I know to do was to lay my head over in faith and trust God.
Did you repeat after? No, I didn't repeat after nobody but the Spirit of God. He showed me what I needed to do. He told me what I needed to say. What did you say? I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you. But my heart believed.
With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I believed it in my heart. And when I believed that, I laid my head over on that pillar of lead, and right there with God. And from that time forward, I've been married to Him. I'm not waiting on my wedding. I've just been married. I'm married to Jesus. I'm married to Him. I'm His bride. And I can go in before Him with the royal apparel on. That blood applied to my life, I can walk right in before Him. He'll extend the safety on your way. What's your petition? What's your request? We come in the right spirit. God is a spirit.
And they which worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
If you don't come in clothed with that on your life, the sceptre will not be extended. You'll die. This has been sweet to me to think on these things this week and let the Lord talk to me for a little while. I don't know everybody's heart here this morning.
And that's what I thought as we come today. We may all be in a different season, in a different time in our life, spiritually this morning.
But God
wants us to come before Him.
If we're lost, He wants us to come. If we're saved, He wants us to come.
He wants to spend time with you, Mike. He wants to walk with you, Elaine. He wants to talk with you, Jess.
He wants to bless you.
It's the Father's good pleasure to be with Him. He wants you to have everything.
He wants you to feel joy. He wants you to feel peace. He wants you to have happiness. He may have to tear you down to build you up.
There's a time for that.
There's a time to be born and a time to die. And this morning for some, it's time to die.
It's time to die out. The old man. Find life in Jesus.
That's what the Lord laid on my heart. I don't know nobody's heart this morning. I do know that's what God gave me.
You don't know why you're here this morning. But it may be for such a time as this.
You may have what somebody else needs this morning. Are you willing to go in before the King?
The fear that might grip a hold of you, are you willing? If you're here lost, are you willing to follow the Spirit
and be led in before the King?
That's what the Lord laid on my heart for such a time as this.
That's what He gave me.